As the COVID-19 pandemic continues, Vincentians are being reminded of the importance of paying attention to other issues which may impact their mental and physical health. The reminder has come from Sister Arlita Scott, the coordinator of the National Family Planning Program in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, and focal point for adolescent health. Sister Scott said, issues such as mental health, nutrition, and others also play an important role in the well-being of citizens.
I would really like persons to, while focusing on COVID, to remember their health in general. Nutritional aspect, because if you notice we have a table dealing with nutrition, their mental health aspect, their family planning aspect, because right now in relation to family planning, we don't want a person to forget about planning their family, or the STIs, because we still have sexually transmitted infections out there. So we like persons to, while you're thinking about COVID and the social distancing, you have to be in your house most of the time or in your own little environment, that you take the necessary precaution. Eat healthy, exercise. If you're going to have sexual intercourse, make sure that you have your condoms. In terms of your family planning, the clinics are still open. The family planning is still free of charge. You don't have to pay, and you can still take care of the other aspect of your life.
Sister Scott also advised persons not to consume excessive amounts of alcohol during the Christmas season and to be careful with their use of drugs during this period.
Men in general, even though now is the Christmas season, we know we have a lot of parties and things. If you get your vaccine shot, you know they say now you can come to these parties that are organized for persons who are fully vaccinated. While I would like that to take place, I would also like them to know that in spite of doing that, that they have to take care of their sexuality part of it, the sexual part of it. And in terms of alcohol use, drug use, smoking and so forth, if they can decrease that during this period and focus on their health in general. Because sometimes you drink too much, you get drunk, and then you tend to do things that you later regret, or you might contract something while you are drunk. So my advice would be, in this season, while we are doing the COVID protocols, all those things in place, to take care of your health in general.
And Sister Scott made a special appeal to men to make a greater effort to get regular health checks and not wait until medical issues become severe before visiting a doctor.
Men tend to take a long time before they seek medical attention. We had a men program where we used to go out to the men, but because of COVID, we had to cease a little bit. So we would advise men, don't wait until you reach to the stage where it is too late. But if you feel pain, if you or anything, or just in general, go to your doctor or your health person and check. Make it an annual thing. For your birthday, for your special occasion, you go and get your health checked out.
That was Sister Arlita Scott, coordinator of the National Family Planning Program in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, and focal point for adolescent health. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.